Today's shiur in Masechet Baba Kama, Daf Yud Ches. We will begin on Daf Yud Zayin on Beis, two lines from the bottom, Toshma. In the previous shiur, the Gemara had quoted a question that Rava had asked. When somebody is mazik, or begins the process of damaging an item, do we look at the item, even though it isn't quite yet damaged or quite yet broken, as if it is, because inevitably that's what's going to happen? Gemara calls it basam yikara. We look at the initial stage. Or do we say that it's not broken until it's actually broken, and therefore it could have implications? Is it tsroiris, which there's only a chiv chatzi nezek, or is it real hezek, which there's a chiv of nezek sholei? So Gemara quotes a braisa. The braisa says hidus enemoid. When a chicken jumps, enemoid, that's not considered an act of muad. V'yeshayim harezim muad. That it is considered a normal act for a chicken to jump around. Ask the Gemara hidus akadaitach. Can there be a debate if that is normal for a chicken to do? No, that's what chicken always does. El lav, hidus v'hitus. What the braisa means, suggests the Gemara, is that the chicken jumped, and it jumped on top of some sort of a vessel or whatever, and it flew, so it's certainly going to break. And the question, says the Gemara, the question that we're asking is actually the debate in that braisa. The masa of basmi kar is leaning. We look at the moment that the chicken jumped on the vessel as if it's already broken, because that's what's inevitably going to happen. Right now it's not broken. So Gemara is suggesting that Rava's question is actually a machloikas tanon, says the Gemara. Loi, that's not the subject of this braisa. Rather, the subject of this braisa is behitis tsroiris. A simple situation of tsroiris, where an animal jumped on something and it broke it, and shards flew and they broke something else, which is the classical case of tsroiris. And the machloikis is the machloikis of Simchus Rabbanan Kamifugi, as we've been learning, that Simchus says that even by tsroiris, the obligation is nezek sholeim, and Rabbanan hold it's only chatzi nezek. So Simchus says harei zemud, just like a mood pays nezek sholeim, here too there's an obligation to pay nezek sholeim, and Rabbanan hold that's not like a mood because you only pay chatzi nezek. So Gemara attempts with a different braisa. Toshma. The braisa says, Tanagoylim shay mechatatin bechevel. If chickens were poking at a rope, bechevel deli, and connected to the rope was a basket, the nifsaka chevel, and the rope snaps, the nishbar hadli, and therefore the barrel connected to it breaks, mishamim nezek shalom. The halach is that this is our dinner of Nezek Shalom. Shmamino. What do we see from here? The Basmi Kar is leaning. Since the moment that the rope snapped, the Keli is inevitably going to be broken, we already view it from that initial moment as a broken Keli. And we have a Raya that it's Basmi Kar. Ask the Mefarshim, even if we're going to suggest that we follow the initial status, since it's inevitable, here the chicken didn't do anything to the vessel. The chicken did it to the rope. The rope was connected to the vessel. So the Mefarshim all explain that since the rope and the vessel are tied together, we view them as one and the same. And whatever is the halacha on the rope, whatever we view as the situation with the rope, is also how we view the keli. So don't we have a proof the basmi kar is linon? So Zimran, no. Tergma chevel. We're not talking about the keli. We're talking about the rope. The rope, as soon as the chicken picks at it, it breaks. Ask the Gemara, but if that's the case, for a chevel mishunahu, isn't a chicken eating a rope something that's abnormal? And we have to go back to speak about something that we've learned many times. The defining characteristic of Karen is that Karen represents Mishuna, something that's abnormal. What Allah is, you pay Chatzi Nezek. So the Gemara's question is, if the obligation here is for the rope, a chicken eating a rope is an abnormal circumstance, and therefore there should be only a chiyuv of chatzin nezek, not nezek shalom. So Taisus asks, gevaldig teretz. But why did the Gemara wait to ask this question here? As soon as the Gemara quoted the Braisa, the Gemara should have said that don't we have a problem that chicken eating a rope is an abnormal lav urche? It's not a usual circumstance. Why did Gemara only come up with this question at this point? So Taisus answers as follows. Taisus says, at the beginning, we thought that the obligation was for the keli, for the vessel. The rope was only holding the vessel, and it could be a very weak rope, just has moisture in it, and chickens trying to suck out that moisture, which is not abnormal. Now, however, we're saying that the rope does have value. It's a good rope. So the question is, a chicken eating a rope is certainly an abnormal circumstance. That's one teretz. Another teretz is, at the beginning, the Gemara could have been referring to a situation where the rope was tied to the vessel, and the chicken just picked at the knot till it opened, and that's how the vessel broke. He didn't really do any damage to the rope. He just opened the knot, which is not abnormal. Now that we're saying that he's eating a rope, a chicken eating a rope is abnormal. Answers the Gemara, we're referring to a case, the Mos Belisha, that the rope has dough on it, has got dough on it, and a chicken eating dough is considered obviously a normal situation. Ask the Gemara, fine. So we could understand why he's chayiv for the rope. But the Braisa does say, for nishba deliktani. So if we're saying that this Braisa is only referring to the rope, why does the Braisa bring the vessel into the equation? Ella, how must we explain the Braisa? The Braisa is talking about a situation of tsroiris, that the rope got snapped, and as a chain reaction, when the rope snaps, the vessel falls, which is a classical case of tsroiris. If it's tsroiris, why do you pay nezek shalem? Because the rice represents simchasi. It represents the opinion of simchus. Dama tsroiris nezek shalem mishalem, that you pay nezek shalem. And that's the rice, and has nothing to do with the question of basi mikara or monotover. Ask the Gemara, is simchus, if we're going to say that this rice follows the opinion of simchus, aim a sefer. Let's continue learning the Braisa. Nitez mimenu shever. If a shard falls from this broken keli, v'nafla kliacher, and then that goes and breaks something else, the loch is ala rishin mishalem mezek shalem. For the first one that's broken, you pay nezek shalem. For the achron, on the second keli that breaks, you pay chatzin nezek because it's tsroiris. Ask the Gemara. If we're establishing that this braisa follows the opinion of sumchus, the sumchus miyisle chatzin nezek, the sumchus subscribe to the concept of tsroiris chatzin nezek. We've been learning that sumchus says that betsroiris you pay nezek shalom. So why would the braisa at the end say you pay chatzin nezek? V'chitayim. So what will you say? Shani leil sumchus, that even though sumchus does not agree to the din of tsroiris chatzin nezek, he does agree to make a difference between Beinezek Koichoi, Lekoyach Koichoi. The first item that got broken because of Tsroiris, Simchus will say Yechayiv Nezek Shalim. The second item, he'll agree, is Koich Koichoi. It's a derivative of a derivative, and he will agree is only you only pay Chatzin Nezek under those circumstances. And I sort of mafarshim explain why. And he said, beautiful explanation. Because if we look, and we've discussed, and we will discuss, the machloikas of Simchas and Rabbanan regarding the din of Tsroiris Chatzin Nezek, which we know according to Rabbanan, it's a halach l'moshim Sinai, we're faced with a very serious dilemma. We know there are a lot of machloikas in Shas, Mishnayis, Brises, Gemaras. But halach l'moshim Sinai, the Rambam, in the Hagdoma, to his Pirish Mishnayis, says is usually not open to machloikas. This is the way the halach l'moshe Messina was given. Yet here we have a situation of a machlokes. But if we'll say that Simchus agrees that there's a difference between koichoi and koichoi, now we're in much better shape. Because everybody subscribes to the halach l'moshe Messina that speaks about tsroiris. The machlokes is strictly a technical one, would Rabbanan apply to Halacha L'Moshe M'Sinai immediately by Kaichai, and Sumchus waits for Kaichai Kaich. And now we don't have such a wide-ranging machlaikis, and they both subscribe to Halacha L'Moshe M'Sinai. And now, the Mishnah, that Braisa could still be explained to be following the opinion of Sumchus. However, says there's a problem. Because Boy Rav Ashi, we're going to learn tomorrow, Shir, the Rav Ashi asked the question, Kaich Kaich L'Sumchus, how do we look at Kaich Kaichai? Kaichadamai or like Kaichadamai? Exactly this subject. What is Sumchus' opinion about Kaich Kaichai? Tifshalei, based, if this is what the Mishnah, this price is teaching us, that even Sumchus agrees that by Kaich Kaichai you pay Chatzi Nezek, so why is Rav Ashi asking a question? Don't we have an answer to this question? Tifshalei delafka Kaichadamai, shouldn't we have a clear indication that Sumchus agrees that Kaich Kaichai only pay Chatzi Nezek, El Lav, so we have to redirect and say that the Braisa does represent the opinion of the Rabbanon, and they hold that this is a regular case of Hezek, because Shmami Nob, Bosmi Korazlin. We follow the fact that it's eventually going to break, we look at it as already broken. So Taisa says, we have a very interesting situation here. On one hand, we're using this Braisa to answer the question that we began to share with, do we go Bas Mikara or not? On the other hand, we're saying that the Braisa maybe is answering Rav Ashi's question, what is the opinion of Sumchus regarding Kaich Kaichai? So it says Taisus, since we have two legitimate ways of explaining the Braisa, and we don't know which way is the right way and which way is the wrong way, the Braisa really remains not as a source to answer either question. Amar Rabbi Barbaya. Rabbi Barbaya says, even if we want to say that the Braisa follows the opinion of the Rabbanan, and it seems that the Braisa is teaching us that we look at the original point, that's Bas Mikara, here we're not referring to a situation where the chicken poked and snapped the rope, and then the keli fell. What happened was, the chicken got the rope to snap. The keli fell and didn't break. It fell on soft ground. Now what did the chicken do? He started jumping on the keli. There for sure it's a regular situation of Nezek Shalim, of real Hezek, of Regal. Not Tzroiris, and not Mona Bas Mikara or Mona Tover. The cause of Minei, and therefore we have no proof. So we don't really have a definitive answer to the question that we learned already, started in the previous year, do we go Bas Mikara or Mona Tover? Boy, Rav. So now Rav asks a different question. But before we begin Rav's question, it's worthwhile to take a moment to summarize some of the halachas we've been learning. Keren, we know, is the only mazik which there's a difference between a tam and a mu'ud. Tam pays chatzi nezek, a mu'ud pays nezek shalom. Furthermore, for keren, you're obligated both in rishus harabim and rishus hanizik. And the most important rule, as far as our shear is concerned now, keren, when you pay chatzi nezek, you pay megufon. So if the chatzi nezek payment is more than the shor that the damage is worth, you only pay as much as the shor is worth. Shein v'regel have very different dinim. There's no difference. It's a common mistake. Learn mesechta bava kama. Common mistake by shein and regel, there's no difference between a tam and a mu'ud. You pay Nezek Shalom. However, you only pay Nezek Shalom Brishus HaNuzik, not Brishus HaRabim, and Nezek Shalom that you pay by Shem regularly, you pay Ma'aliyah. That means all of the assets owned by the Mazik are obligated to pay off that Hezek. Now ask the Gemara. By Rava, Chatzi Nezek Tzroiris. We've been learning, according to Rabbanon, you pay by Tzroiris Chatzi Nezek. The question is, Megufa Mishalim or Ma'aliyah Mishalim? Do you pay that? Is the din of Gufa apply or the din of Aliyah apply? Megufa Mishalim, what's the two sides of the question? Because since over here you're paying Chatzi Nezek, and the Gemara says, the Layashkachan Chatzi Nezek, the Mishalim Ma'aliyah. Whenever you pay Chatzi Nezek, you pay it Megufa. Dama, Ma'aliyah Mishalim. You pay it Ma'aliyah. Because Tzroiris, as we've been learning, is really a told of regal. It's a form of regal. And the Layashkachan Ka'urche, The defining characteristic of Keren is that it's, as we said earlier, abnormal. Tzroirus is very normal. And wherever it's a normal type of situation, B'shalom Eliyah. The Lashkar Kakorcha, the Mishalom Migufei. Since it's a normal type of situation, you pay Maliyah, not Migufei. And there's a Nachwaikus amongst the Rishonim and Achroinim, how to understand this Gemara. The simple approach, which is really the wording of the Gemara, is the Gemara is trying to analyze, we learned this, Halacha L'Moshe Mitzrayim, of Chatzi Nezek Tzroiris, and the Gemara wants to understand the parameters of this Halacha L'Moshe Mitzrayim. Is it only regarding Chatzi Nezek, or does it also speak to the din of Maliyu Megufay? Pnei Yeshua has a very beautiful explanation. Pnei Yeshua says as follows. We know, as I said a moment ago, a Keren Tam pays Chatzi Nezek Megufay. Now there are two issues, there are two very unique rules that I just said. One is that it's Chatzi Nezek, and one is that it's Keren. And what is the definition of Keren, as I've been saying? That it's Mishuna, it's abnormal. The question, says the Pnei Yeshua, that the Gemara is asking, is which of these two rules is the rule that causes the Din HaMegufay? Is it the rule that it's Chatzi Nezek? If that's the rule, then Tzroiris also is Chatzi Nezek. So just like by Keren you pay Megufay, so too with Tzroiris you pay Megufay. Or is the fact that Keren is Mishuna the factor that makes that you pay Megufay? Tzroiris is not Mishuna. Very nice explanation. Pnei Yeshua's explanation. Rabbi Aryeh Leib Malan has a different explanation. Also beautiful explanation. He says that Keren is Mishuna. Tzroiris, he says, we need to understand that Halacha L'Moshe Mitzrayim. Usually we don't do this. But I'm taking the liberty of doing it because I'm not saying my own Torah. He says, why is there Halacha, we've been discussing this, that Tzroiris pays Chatzi Nezek? We said Tzroiris is a form of Regel. And Regel you pay Nezek Shalom. The answer is, he says, because there is an element of abnormality in Tzroiris too. It's not like the Nezek was done directly, it's an indirect Nezek. And that's somewhat of Mishuna. And the Gemara's question, he says, is how far of Mishuna is it? Is it completely like Keren? And just like Keren, because it's Mishuna, pays Megufay? Do we say the same regarding Tzroiris? Or do we say it's Mishuna, but it's not that Mishuna, that the Din Shavish pays Megufay, maybe you pay Maliyah? So I saw that Rishonim ask, how can we even suggest that Keren is, that Tzroiris is Mishuna, or that actually Keren is Mishuna, much more fundamental question, that we keep on repeating, that the defining characteristic of Keren is that it's abnormal, when we know that the Halach, we learned the Gemara on Daf Tezvav, that there's a mandam that says, that by Keren really you should pay Nezek Shalom, that's the mandam that says, Mamaynehu, just the Torah Chasalei, that you only pay Chatzi Nezek. Isn't that a proof that it's normal? Otherwise, why would you only have to, what's Pshat in Mamayna? So we go back to something that we said in the previous year, that, because we asked the question, how can we have a Machloikis if it's Mamayna or Knasa? If Stam Shvam Becheska Shimur Kaimu or not? It is or it isn't. You can't argue over a fact. It must be that everybody agrees that it's a little of everything. It's a little Mishuna, but it's a little Urchei. And that, the only question is, what is it more? And therefore, even if you hold it's Memoine, it's not your typical Urchei, even according to that Mandamer. So getting back to our Gemara. We've been learning the Halacha of Chatzi Nezek Tzroiris. And Mara's question is, when you pay that Chatzi Nezek, do you pay it Megufay or Maliyah? Toshma. So Gemara again quotes the Brisa we began to share with. The Brisa says, Hidus Eidemud. A chicken jumping is not considered a mood. V'yeshem haray is a mood. So again, ask the Gemara. Very difficult, Bryce, to understand. Hetasaka daitach. Can anybody suggest that a chicken jumping is abnormal? Elalav. Hetas v'hetas. It's talking about a case where a chicken jumped and things flew. Or barkimifli. What's the machloikis? Mandama ain't a mood kasavar megufa mishalim. When a mandama says that megufa mishalim ain't a mood, it means it doesn't have the same din as a mood. A mu'ud pays Maliyah. This is going to pay Megufay. Or manda amma mu'ud, the manda amma that calls it a mu'ud, kusavar Maliyah Mishalim, just like a mu'ud pays Maliyah. So l'chayra, this shayla is a machlokes. in this brisa, says Marloy. This brisa is much simpler. The brisa is referring, as we said earlier, to a simple situation of tzroiris, and the machlokes in the brisa is the machlokes of sumchus and rabbanim. Look, the sumchus rabbanim. Sumchus holds that by tzroiris you pay nezek shalom. That's what the brisa is saying. And the rabbanim hold by tzroiris you pay chati nezek ein amud. Toshma. So Mar attempts to bring a different raya. The brisa says a kelev shenatal charora, a dog takes a biscuit for holach legodish and takes that biscuit, burning biscuit, puts it on a grain, a pile of grain, v'achalah charora, and eats up that biscuit v'hidlik sagodish, and then the entire grain gets burnt. Dalok is al charora. He ate the biscuit. It's a classical example of shame. And that's why Mishalim Nezek Shalom. For a Godish, Mishalim Chatzi Nezek. On the Godish, you only pay Chatzi Nezek. My Tama, why do you only pay Chatzi Nezek? Mishum Davalei Tzroiris. Because it wasn't direct. It was only that he put down the biscuit, the burning biscuit, and the burning biscuit put the rest of the grain on fire. V'tani, Allah. And the Braisa that explains this Mishnah says, Mishalim Chatzi Nezek Megufay. When you pay this Nezek, Chatzi Nezek, you pay Megufay. So right away, we have an answer to our question. We're defining the Braisa in the Mishnah to be referring to a case of Tzroiris. That's why you're paying Chatzi Nezek. And yet, what is the Braisa saying? That Chatzi Nezek payment comes from where? Megufay. Ask the Gemara, is that a good way of explaining the Braisa in the Mishnah? The Tisbra. The Braisa continues there in quoting the opinion of Rabbi Elazar. Rabbi Elazar says you pay Nezek Shalom. So ask the Gemara, Rabbi Elazar only disagrees on how much you pay. Tanakhama says you pay Chatzi Nezek, Rabbi Elazar says you pay Nezek Shalom. But if it's a case of Nezek Shalom, how do I understand that Braisa? The Rebbe Elazar says, Megufay. Megufay mi Ashkechon. Is there ever a situation of Nezek Shalom that you pay Megufay? Whenever you pay Nezek Shalom, you pay Me'aliyah. So it's a very difficult Braisa to understand. Ella, how do we understand that Braisa? It's talking about a case, the Shonim Baba Gecheles. It's an abnormal type of Hezek. It's a Karen. Why is it abnormal? So as the Rishonim explain, that a dog should go and have the intelligence of putting, not throwing, not doing anything without intelligence, purposely putting the biscuit, the burning biscuit, on grain, it's not normal. And that's why it's Karen. But if it's Karen, why are you paying Nezek Shalom? You should only pay Chatzi Nezek. The answer is, because Rabbi Elazar saw like Rav Tarfon, Rav Elazar holds like Rav Tarfon. We've already encountered Rav Tarfon's opinion. We're going to discuss it much more on Amud Beis. Then Mishuna Keren B'chotza Nezek. That Rav Tarfon holds that even though normally Keren Tam pays Chatzi Nezek, when was that said? B'rishus HaRabim. But if you did it B'chotza HaNezek, Rav Tarfon says you pay Nezek Shalom. Nezek Shalom Mishalom. And that's why Rav Tarfon, that's why Rav Elazar says you pay Nezek Shalom. It says the Gemara is very difficult to understand. V'lohi, what you're saying doesn't quite help us understand Rabbi Elazar. My time in Mukus Lok Rav Tarfon. What forced you to explain that Rabbi Elazar is following the opinion of Rav Tarfon? Mishum Nezek Shalom. Because you had a question, why is he Chayim Nezek Shalom? I'll tell you, Rabbi Elazar sover that Kesumchus. I'll tell you that Rabbi Elazar holds that Kesumchus. That holds its Tzroiris. But that Tzroiris you pay Nezek Shalom. Nezek Shalom Shalom. We ask the question that if you're paying Nezek Shalom, why are you paying Megufay? You should pay Me'aliyah. For Savlak Rabbi Yehuda. However, he also subscribes to the opinion of Yehuda. We're going to learn him at Shimon Daf Mem Hey. Domit Sad Tamas Munkleima Medes. We know, just to repeat Rabbi Yehuda's opinion, not to repeat, we haven't learned it yet, is as follows. We know that animal, as far as Karen is concerned, the first three times Tam pays Chatzi Nezek Megufay. Then the animal becomes a mood and you pay Nezek Shalom Aliyah. Says Rabbi Yehuda, when we say an animal pays Nezek Shalom when it becomes a mood, it's not that it didn't changes. The Tam element remains. Just not as a new payment, an additional payment of Chatzi Nezek. And the way to understand it is as follows. The first Chatzi Nezek, the first half, is the same. You pay Chatzi Nezek and you pay Megufay. Now we're adding another Chatzi Nezek on top of it because it became a Mu'ud, and that you pay Me'aliyah. So when the Braisa over there says that the Beleza says that you pay by Tzroiris Nezek Sholeim Megufay, it's talking about the first half from the Tam side. V'chi Tani Gufay, when the Braisa there says the Beleza pays that it says you paid Megufay, it's talking about the first half of the Chatzi Nezek at Tzad Tamas. And now we're saying that Rabbi Elazar defines that Sumchus will agree to that opinion of Rabbi Yehuda. Ask the Gemara, it doesn't make sense. Omler of Summer Braid Rav Asher Ravina. Aim of the Shamad of Rabbi Yehuda. When did Rabbi Yehuda say his rule? In the case that I just quoted, where you started with an animal that was a tam, did this type of damage three times, and becomes a mu'ud. So the transformation is not as complete as we always thought. We thought that after it becomes a tam and mu'ud, a whole different animal. No. You just said it's not a whole different animal. The tam part remains. We just add on top of it another chatzin nezek. That's by Karen. By Tzroiris, that's by tam v'nasa mu'ud, by an animal that was originally a tam and then became mu'ud. However, a Tzroiris, the din doesn't change. It's always the same. But mu'ud mitchilosoi, an animal that's a mu'ud from the beginning, mishamitlo, there's no concept of tzad tamus. Because as we've been explaining, very important point I want to make. What is Tzroiris? Tzroiris is told to the regal. And as I said earlier, by Karen there's enough nafkamina between Tam and Mu'ud. By regal there's no Tam and Mu'ud. So what are you telling me? Tzad Tamus from Klaimim Medes. There was never a Tam, there was never a Mu'ud. So how could you say that that's the explanation of Rabbi Elazar? So we're back to where we started. Rabbi Elazar says that you're paying in that case Nezek Sholem, but you're paying it Migufoy. How do we understand his opinion? El Kikom Rabbi Elazar, Nezek Shalom. Why does Rabbi Elazar say that you pay Nezek Shalom? Kigoyin deyad. You had an animal that did Tzroiris three times. Not a question. And Rabbi Elazar, at least at this point of the Gemara, is following the opinion of the Rabbonim that you pay Chatzi Nezek but Tzroiris. But now it was a new question. What will be the halacha if an animal that tzroiris more than three times? Does it become a mu'ud, even according to the Rabbanan, and now you pay Nezek Shalei? Or tzroiris is tzroiris is tzroiris. There's halacha l'mash min Sinai, you never pay more than chatzi Nezek. Says the Gemara, that's the machloikis in that braisa. Or behokim, if kikam rablaz in Nezek Shalei, kigoyin deyad. The braisa, we go back, the braisa in the Mishnah is referring to a situation of tzroiris. But it's referring to a situation of tzroiris that was done many times by this dog. Or v'hakimifki. Masava, Rabbi Elazar holds yesh hadola tzroiris. And since this dog did this act so many times, now even the Rabbanan will agree you have to pay Nezek Shalom. Or masava, ain't hadola tzroiris. Tzroiris always pays chatzi Nezek. But now let's complete our explanation. If we're going to say this, we now have an answer to our question. We're going to say that Tzroiris is always Megufay. So our question is answered. We began this piece of Gemara with a question, is Tzroiris Megufay Melia? The answer is Tzroiris is Megufay. And therefore, the first Chatzi Nezek is always Megufay. Rabbi Elazar, and that's the Megufay that Rabbi Elazar is referring to, and the Tanakhama certainly refers to. What happens now is that this animal, this dog, did this more than three times, and became a mu'ud. And Rabbi Elazar holds that now he pays Nezek Shalom. So the first Chatzi Nezek he's going to pay Megufay, like he always pays Megufay. And Rabbi Elazar is referring to the second Chatzi Nezek, that Enechanami maybe he pays Me'aliyah. Ask the Gemara, Ela Hodaboy Rava, Yesh Hadolot Tzroiris, or Ein Hadolot Tzroiris. We're going to begin now a Sugya. Is there indeed such a concept of a Mu'ud but Tzroiris? E, L'Rabbonin, what's Rava's question? If we follow the opinion of Rabbanan, certainly ain't hadolot tzroiris. They don't subscribe to it, as we just finished explaining the Mishnah in the Braisa. Ila b'lezer, yesh hadolot tzroiris. So Taisha says he doesn't understand the Gemara. It's obvious that Rava wasn't familiar with this Braisa. Because were Rava familiar with this brisa, he would know that Sroiris is paid Megufay. But Rava had a question. So Taisa says the way to understand the Gemara is as follows. Rava, indeed, who doesn't know this brisa, has two questions. One question is, Sroiris paid Megufay or Ma'aliyah? And another question is, Yesh Adol at Sroiris or not? We, however, who have been fortunate to learn the Gemara, says the Gemara, know that all the answers to Rava's questions are in this brisa. That the brisa clearly indicates that Sroiris is paid Megufay. And furthermore, the question of Yesh Adol at Sroiris or not also is in this Gemara. Amalach Rava, says Rava, no, this brisa is not necessarily an answer to this question. Because Kimi Bailey, my question of Yesh Adol at Sroiris or not is a leave of the Rabbonim. Follows the opinion of the Rabbonim that say you pay Chatzin Nezek. The Pligalei the Sumchas, that don't agree with what Sumchas says, that by Tzroyus you pay Nezek Shalom. Aval Hocha, this Brisa says Rava, I will say, follows the opinion of Bein Rabbonim and Bein Rabbelozer, follows the opinion of both Rabbonim and Rabbelozer, saying that both the Rabbonim and Rabbelozer of this Mishnah Brisa follow Sumchas Firlei, that they follow the opinion of Sumchas, Dormer, who holds Tzroyus Nezek Shalom Mishalom. That you pay Nezek Shalom. But now the question is, if everybody in this Brisa follows the opinion of Sumchis, so how could and it's a case of Tzroiris, so why does the Rabbanan in that Brisa say that you only pay Chatzin Nezek? You should pay Nezek Shalom. Isn't that Sumchis' opinion? Says the Gemara. V'tamamai om Rabbanan Chatzin Nezek. So if the Rabbanan followed the opinion of Sumchis, why are you saying that you only pay Chatzin Nezek? Doesn't Sumchis say that B'tzroiris you pay Nezek Shalom? Says the Gemara, the Shani V'loyayad. We're talking in a case not of normal Tzroiris. What's the Machloik? And therefore, since it's not a normal situation, where say the Rabbanan, do you pay Nezek Shalom according to Rav Tarfon by Tzroiris? Well, it's a normal case of Tzroiris. This is an abnormal case of Tzroiris, where a dog is walking with this biscuit. So, Ebezai, we need to understand the opinion of Rabbi Lezer. Why does Rabbi Lezer say you pay Nezek Shalom? It was saying that even Sumchas, who says you pay Nezek Shalom but Tzroiris, agrees that when it's Mishuna, you pay Chatzin Nezek. So here, why does Rabbi Lezer say you pay Nezek Shalom? It says, well, it's a different machlokes. We plucked Rav Tarfon Rabbonim, Kamifgi. They're arguing with the machlokes of Rav Tarfon Rabbonim. Rav Tarfon says that b'rishus ha-nizik, you always pay nezik shalom, even by Karen, even when it's mishuna. So now let's stop and figure out where we're up to. We're talking about a case of Tzroiris. Everybody's following the opinion of Sumchis that by Tzroiris you pay nezik shalom. However, this is not your normal situation of Tzroiris. Because Tzroiris, as I keep on saying, is normal for an animal to walk. This is Mishuna. The Machloik, and therefore, everybody agrees that according to Sumchis, you'll pay Chatzin Nezek. But if you'll pay Chatzin Nezek, so why do you pay here Nezek Shalom? How do we understand Rabbi Lezer's opinion? Because Rav Tarfon is of the opinion that even though Keren normally pays Chatzin Nezek by Tam, that's only Rishus HaRabim, not Rishus HaNezek. And here we're talking that it happened b'rishus ha-nizik. So according to Rav Tarfon, according to Sumchis, which is Rav Loz's opinion, you'll pay nezek shalom. And according to Rabbanon, they follow Sumchis's opinion, but they don't follow Rav Tarfon's opinion, and that's why you only pay chatzin nezek. We're plucked up, Rav Tarfon, Rabbanon, Kamifugi. Ask the Gemara, Eimon the Shamalei l'Rav Tarfon, nezek shalom, migufei mishamatlei. So we're saying that Rav Lezer holds like Rav Tarfon. And since it's Mishus HaNizik, you pay Nezek Shalom. So the question is, what is he, if you're following the opinion of Tarfon and you pay Nezek Shalom, shouldn't you pay it Mi'aliyah? Why do you pay it Mi'gufay? Yet we're saying Rabbi Lezer says you pay it Mi'gufay. Answers the Gemara, in. Mehecha Maislei, Mikaren Mishus HaRabim, Daya Lovim in Adin, Liyas Kanidim. And let me explain what I'm saying. I've quoted in today's year, and we're going to learn this a lot many more times, Rav Tarfon's opinion. What is Rav Tarfon's opinion? That Nezek Shalom, that Keren, Rishus HaNizik, you pay Nezek Shalom, even by a tam. Where does Rabbi Tarfon take his opinion from? We're going to learn a Mishnah, I think it's Daf Chof Dalet, that says as follows. Brishos HaRabim, I said it earlier, Karen, you pay, Shem V'Regel, you don't pay. Says Rabbi Tarfon the following Kavachomer. If Karen is more stringent than Shem V'Regel, what's the Raya? You pay it Brishos HaRabim, which you don't pay Shem V'Regel. So Brishos HaNizik, will you pay for Shem V'Regel? You certainly should pay for Karen. How much do you pay for Shem V'Regel Brishos HaNizik? As I said earlier, Nezik Shalom. So too by Karen Brishos HaNizik, you pay Nezik Shalom. Say to Rabbanan, what's fundamentally wrong with your reasoning? Where are you learning Karen Brishos HaNizik from? From Karen Brishos HaRabim. Karen Brishos HaRabim, what do you pay? Chatzin Nezik. So how could you pay Karen Brishos HaRabim to serve as a source to tell you you're paying Nezik Shalom? Which is called Daya Lovim and Adin Lias Kanidin. Whenever you learn a Kavachomer, what you learn can't be more stringent than your source. And that's why the Rabbanan don't agree with Reb Tarfon. So now, the Gemara is saying, since Reb Tarfon is learning Karen Brishos HaNizik from Karen Brishos HaRabim, and if Karen Brishos HaRabim you pay Megufoy, so too Karen Brishos HaNizik you'll pay Megufoy. So now Reb Elezer's opinion is complete. He holds like Simchis, by Tzroris you pay Nezik Shalom. He holds like Reb Tarfon that says that even Brishos, if it's Brishos HaNizik, you pay Nezik Shalom. And he also has a Kriptaf, and you learn it from Karen, you pay Megufay. Ask the Gemara, what are you basing your whole Liman on? That you're learning it from Karen Brishos HaRabim. Kriptaf doesn't hold to the concept of Dayoy. If he held the concept of Dayoy, you wouldn't pay Nezik Shalom Brishos HaRabim. Ask the Gemara. Mehechim Meselay. The Gemara continues. Mekaren Brishos HaRabim. We're learning Karen Brishos HaNizik from Karen Brishos HaRabim. Daya love him in a din, lias kenidon, and just like Brishos HaRabim you pay Megufoy, so too Brishos HaNizik. And that's Rabbi Elazar's opinion. Ask the Gemara for Rav Tarfon Lesley Dayoy. Rav Tarfon doesn't agree to the concept of Dayoy. Because if he held of Dayoy, what would you pay Brishos HaNizik? You'd only pay Chatzi Nizik. Answers the Gemara. Ki Lesley Dayoy. When does Rav Tarfon not subscribe to the concept of Dayoy? Heich the part Mifr Kavachomer. If by applying that concept, the Kavachomer will be refuted. However, Heich the loy Mifr Kavachomer is Dayoy. So what the Gemara is saying is as follows. We have to learn the Kavachomer. And I'm not going to let Dayoy get in my way, says Rav Tarfon. But now that we've learned the Kavachomer, and the Kavachomer stands, and because of the Kavachomer, we're going to pay Nezik Sholem for Karen Brishos HaNizik, Karen Tam, I'm going to go a step further, but use Dayoy, use the Kavachomer to say, only pay me Gufay. Why? Because of Dayoy. Ask Tosfos the Avos Kasha. Why don't you use Dayoy the other way? And say, I'll use the Kavachomer to teach me that you pay me Gufay, but I'll say Dayoy that you don't pay Nezik Sholem. Tosfos is Kasha. So Tosfos says as follows. When we apply the concept of Dayoy, even if Tarfon obviously subscribes to the concept of Dayoy, he just doesn't subscribe to it as significantly as the Rabbanim do. So we have to make a choice. Which is the better limud? To learn Nezik Shalom or to learn Megufay? Says Tosfos, it's a better limud to say Nezik Shalom. Why? Because when I learn Nezik Shalom, at least on the first Chatzi Nezik, I've preserved it identical in Rishus HaRabim and Rishus HaNizik, which is a beautiful application of Dayoy. If on the other hand I'm going to say that you never, that Rishus HaNizik you don't pay me Gufay, and Rishus HaRabim you do pay me Gufay, so they're totally dissimilar. So it's better to use this, the Kavachomer this way than that way. There are other explanations in the Rishonim. What is the lomdus of Dayoy? So the Rishash says that these are the rules of the game. The rules of Kavachomer are that we have to apply concept of Dayoy. That's how the Rishash and others learn. Beautiful Rambam. The Rambam says, very interesting vart. The Rambam says, what does Dayoy do? And that's how he explains our Gemara. That we apply Dayoy, and we won't have a Kavachomer. What does Daya say? Daya says, Daya is describing how a Kal V'Chomer should work. But if I'm going to say Daya, not to have a Kal V'Chomer, then it's not Daya. What does Daya do? Daya helps form the Kal V'Chomer. Without a Kal V'Chomer, there's no Daya. He says, that's what Reb Tarfon's opinion is. There's a beautiful verse from Baal Shem. The Mishnah says in Pirkei Avos, that how do you know you have to give Derech Eretz to your Rebbe? Because David learned only two things. The Mishnah says in Pirkei Avos, Alayim min Rabbi Filo Davar Echad, you have to respect him. Kal V'Chomer mi David. David learned from Achitofel two things, and called him Rebbe Alufi mi Yudoi. Asked the Baal Shem, he learned two things. So how can we use a Kal V'Chomer? We just said a Kal V'Chomer, the thing that we learn has to be identical to the source. So the Mishnah should say, Halayim mi Rabbi Shnei Dvarim. Just like David learned Shnei Dvarim. What did the Mishnah say? Halayim mi Rabbi Davar Echad. So he says a beautiful teretz. He says, there's a very big difference when you learn from a tzaddik versus when you learn from a rasha. When you learn from a tzaddik, he says, you learn one thing, but that thing multiplies. When you learn from a rasha, it stays limited. When you learn from Achitofel, he had to learn two things. If he would have learned only one limud, that one limud won't take him any further. It's the limud of a rasha. But when you learn from a rebbe who's a tzaddik, you have to only learn one thing. I, David, learned from Achitofel two things. The one thing you learn from a tzaddik will end up being many more than one thing. Because what you learn from a tzaddik multiplies and grows. Continues the Gemara. Gufa. By Rava. Yesh adalat tzras and adalat tzras. And Rashi and Taisus say the two ways of learning this Gemara. One question is regular tzrayrus, as we discussed earlier. Is there a concept of mu'ud that the first three times it's chatzin nezik and then it's nezik shalem? Another approach, that's the second pshat that Rashi quotes. The other pshat, the first pshat that Rashi quotes, is tzrayrus that's mishunah. An abnormal tzrayrus, can it become mu'ud or not? Taisus says that both approaches are right. L'kerem d'minale, do we say it's similar to Karen? And why would I say it's similar to Karen? Because just like by Troyus, you pay Chatzin, the Karen, you pay Chatzin Nezik, by Troyus, you pay Chatzin Nezik. Or Ein Hadar, Oidema had told the regal who, and by regal, there's no concept of Tama Mu'ud. Toshima, a price that we've quoted so many times today, Hiddus Ein Mu'ud, V'yei Shomer HaReza Mu'ud. Ask the Gemara, how can we question of a chicken jumping is more than that? Hiddus Akadatach, El Hiddus V'Hiddus. The jump, chicken jumped, and things flew, and it's a situation of tzroirus. And my laugh, kigoyin the ovetlosism, it happened three times. Or barkamifkin, that's the debate of that braisa. Masov, the man that says that's a mood, holds yeshadol. And if it happens three times, you'd be chayiv nezek shalom. Or masova en hodol. Says the maloi, that's not the subject of that braisa. That, it happened only once. Or pluk to the simchas rabbanan kamifkin, the old machlaikas, it's tzroirus chatzi nezek or nezek shalom. Toshma, so Gemara attempts to bring a different raya. Behemish tali galolim leisa. An animal gave out waste on top of a dough. Rehudah misham nazik shalom. Revelezah imachatzi nazik. My laugh, kigoyin, is in the case of that brisa that it happened tlosa zimni, and it's a situation of tzroirus, or makamifki, masover, yesh adol, and that's why you pay nazik shalom, or masover, en adol, and that's why you pay chatzi nazik. Says the Gemara loy. To happen once. It was plucked up. The machlokes is the old machlokes. Simchas Rabbanan. The tzroirus pay nezek shalom chatzi nezek. Ask the Gemara for mishunahi. And we've been learning on Amud Aleph that even Simchas agrees that in a case of tzroirus mishunah you pay chatzi nezek. Says the Gemara the dochek le'alma. The animal had nowhere to go, and that's why it's not mishunah. V'leimer Rabbi, so says the Gemara, if that's the machlokes, so why don't we say V'leimer Rabbi Yehuda aloch kesumchas, V'leimer Rabbi Loza aloch krabonon? Why don't they just say it that way? Why do they have to say it as if it is their own opinion? Answer the Gemara, klolim tzuchalei. The chiddush is, salkadat chamina, since the waste comes out of the body, hoi lubasa gufa garirin, that the waste should be considered like it's the body, and it should not be considered tzroiris, kamashmoa. Toshma, the Tani Raman B'Cheskel, Tanagoyal Shoshet Rosh La'avikli Zechuchas. A chicken stuck its head into a glass vessel. The Tokaboy, and it yelled, the Shavroi. V'sham Nezek Shalom. V'am Rabbi Yosef Amri Bei Rav, Sus Shetzonaf, if a horse makes noise, Chamor Shneir, V'shivas Akalim, Masham Chatzin Nezek. So we have a machloikis. My love isn't the subject of the machloikis. Keep going to have a tlosses in. It happened three times. And the machloikis is yeshado, masava yeshado, and that's why you pay nezek shalim. Well, masava enado, you only pay chatzin nezek because it's a situation of tsroiris. So tomorrow, loy. It happened only once, and the machloikis is the machloikis of simchas rabbanon. If you pay chatzin nezek by tsroiris or nezek shalim. Ask the Rabbi Mishunahi. It's a weird situation. And everybody agrees, even Sumcha said you pay Chati Nezek. Says, Mara, it's not Mishuna. This paper is running. The glass vessel that he stuck his head into had seeds. An animal trying to get the food is not abnormal. And the Machloikus is the old Machloikus of Sumchas and the Rabbanon. By Tzorosh, you pay Chati Nezek, Nezek Shalom.